This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm asking a question. Did you invite God to your party? I know this sounds a little quirky, especially since today is Super Bowl Sunday and you may be actually hosting a party or even going to one. But I'm not talking about that kind of party. And I had this idea of why we should invite God to our party last year when I was talking to one of my girlfriends about her selling her home. She put her house on the market, but shortly thereafter began to express a little anxiety about the process. This is understandable because selling a house means you have to invest money to spruce the house up for a good showing, and you need to assess what other properties are selling for at the same time. Therefore, it's completely normal to have some anxiety when embarking upon what can be an uncertain and sometimes drawn-out process. Although what I think about during processes like these, whether it's selling a home, recovering financially, or working on a marriage, is that there is nothing better to do than to personally invite God into that situation. Bring Him right into the center of it. That's what I mean by inviting Him into your party. I do believe in calling these situations parties because when you invite Him in, there will be a cause for a celebration. Your most troublesome situation can become a party when you invite God, because at the end, you will understand that no one brought about that accomplishment but Him. Whether it's through prayer, in a journal, or even in a letter to the Lord, take a few moments to speak to Him about that situation you are grappling with today and invite Him in. And as you do so, remember these words, "My presence will go with you and I will give you rest." Exodus 33:14. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Bruce the Blessings YouTube channel. So today, invite Him in.